All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to today's Nu Skin product training call. We're happy to have you here on a Friday morning. My name is Dr. Stephen Moore, and we have a special guest speaker on today's call. And I want to tell you a little bit about myself and how I got started with Nu Skin. I actually studied to be a medical doctor and then decided that I wanted to get to be involved more in prevention, pursued a degree as a chiropractor. And when I was getting ready to practice, I was looking for a nutraceutical line. There are so many different companies to choose from out there, and I was going through a whole bunch of different catalogs trying to figure out what would be the best for my patients, and I had a really difficult time getting behind any one particular brand. And the reason is that every company that I had researched had told me they're the best for whatever reason, but nobody could really prove it because there wasn't a way to measure how well these supplements are working in the body and how well they're getting absorbed. And that led me eventually to the Biophotonic Scanner, which was developed by Pharmanex, which is the world's first non-invasive method of measuring antioxidants in the body. I found this technology is very intriguing. And when I first looked at it, I realized that this could change the entire supplement industry and, in my opinion, the health industry, because now we have a way of measuring antioxidants in the body which can help steer people in a better direction towards better health, better nutrition, better diet, and better supplementation. And after working with Nu Skin part-time for a few months while I was studying for my boards, I decided to pursue this business full-time. And the reason is because I realized that I could help a lot more people on a better path to health, make a lot more income, and have a lot more time freedom to be there with my family and the people that I cared about the most. And so it's been an incredible journey over the last 8 years as I've been working with Nu Skin and Pharmanex, expanding the business all over the U.S. and internationally as well. And my passion is really is with the scanner, which is the reason why I started with the company originally. And obviously, I've been introduced to a lot of additional products on the Pharmanex end as well as on the Nu Skin end, and we use probably over 50 of their products in our household. And this is just an incredible company. I'm absolutely privileged to be part of it, to be working with everybody on the phone here today. And I can tell you that in 8 years, I've never been embarrassed by anything that this company has ever done. They've always done the right thing. They've always developed products with integrity. And it's just been a joy to be part of the Nu Skin family. And so what we're going to do this morning is we have a guest speaker, Steve Blake, on the phone with us. And Steve Blake has been with Nu Skin for 11 years. He's been managing and marketing Pharmanex products since 2006 and was recently promoted to the Director of Global Product Marketing for Pharmanex. Steve has a Master's of Business Administration from Brigham Young University and has a broad background in sales, marketing, and general management. Steve, welcome to the call with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Moore. It's a real privilege to be with you.
Well, we're real excited to have you on the call here today. I think this is one of the first calls that you've joined us with here in the U.S. It's great to have someone with your background with the company on the phone here this morning. And what we're going to do is we only have about 25 minutes on this call, and so we're going to dive right into the Biophotonic Scanner. In my opinion, one of the most revolutionary technologies that I've ever seen. And maybe, Steve, if you could start off by telling us a little bit about what the Biophotonic Scanner does.
Well, the Biophotonic Scanner measures skin carotenoid levels in your body and gives you an indication of what your antioxidant status is throughout your entire body.
Great. And tell us a little bit about why that's so important to measure these carotenoid antioxidants in the body.
Well, most of us have heard about free radicals, and free radicals are molecules in our bodies that that bounce around and cause damage. They exacerbate or accelerate the aging process. And as we get older, we see and feel the accumulated effects of that free radical damage. Now, free radicals are created from all kinds of different things: sun exposure, stress, exercise or excessive exercise, environmental pollutants, lifestyle choices like smoking, and from our body's own biological processes. So free radicals come from a lot of different places. Now, antioxidants neutralize the effects of those free radicals. And we get antioxidants in two different ways. Our body creates some antioxidants to kind of fight this aging process and this free radical damage. And we also get antioxidants from our diet. Fruits and vegetables are full of antioxidants. Now, carotenoids are one type of antioxidant. They're really a very important group. There's things like lycopene, alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, zeaxanthin, lutein. All of these carotenoid antioxidants are abundant in fruits and vegetables, especially those with yellow, orange, red color. You can kind of tell that they're full of carotenoids. Now, carotenoids are fat-soluble, so they're not as readily absorbed into the body as some of the other antioxidants. And so we know that if carotenoids are abundant in your body, so are other antioxidants. Now, carotenoids have been used as a biomarker for your antioxidant status in the scientific world for quite some time. They're a biomarker for oxidative stress, and if your carotenoids are high, your free radical damage is low. And so it's exactly what we're trying to achieve. You know, in a John Hopkins study back in 2006, that study showed that low plasma carotenoids are predictors of mortality among older persons, or they're predictors of death. So if you have low carotenoids and you're an older person, you need to really take some steps to change that. As a matter of fact, in 2007, there was a study done over in Spain with 41,000 subjects, and that concluded that if you wanted to reduce your likelihood of death, then you really needed to eat a diet that was high in fresh fruits and vegetables. Now, we all know that that's not always possible in our busy and hectic lifestyle, so there are things that we can and should do to overcome that. What the great thing is about the scanner is that it helps us know how we're doing in that area. Are we getting enough fruits and vegetables? And if we're not, there are things that we ought to be able to do, like take supplements from Pharmanex. That explain that for you?
That does, Steve, and thank you for doing that. And I can remember about a little bit over 8 years ago when I first looked at the scanner and had my first scan done, and I had thought that I was doing everything right, eating a healthy diet. I mean, I was studying wellness. I was taking some supplements. And my first score was only 31,000. Now, that's a little bit better than the average person, but the average person scores not so well, pretty because of our lack of fruits and vegetables in our diet. And so what I did is once I was able to get that score, that created a lot of awareness for me to start making some changes to help get my score up into the blue zone, which is a score over 50,000. And I had instantly realized that the supplements that I was taking weren't really doing the job, and I wanted to do better. I wanted to provide more protection for my body. And someone had given me the challenge 8.5 years ago to try Life Pack and see if my score went up, and so I tried it. I really liked the fact that Pharmanex was able to give me a baseline score, have me try the product, and if my score didn't go up, Pharmanex would actually refund my money, and so I had nothing to lose. And as I started to see my score climb, it really was proof that these supplements were working and providing higher levels of antioxidant protection. And over the last several years, you know, my score is continuing to increase, and you know, I've been able to reach about 83,000 on the biophotonic scanner, so more than twice the score that I had originally. And without this biomarker, I would have really never known what my score was, and I probably wouldn't have made those changes that I had wanted to make early on. And so this technology, and you had mentioned some studies, these have all been peer-reviewed articles that you're referencing there, which is really the scientific evidence that's behind this technology. And I know it's also led to being on some several leading television shows as well. where one of the leading television shows had scanned the entire audience and had found that 95% of the population in their audience was not scoring well. And maybe if you could elaborate a little bit about what happened there and why that's been so significant.
Well, it's really interesting, Dr. Moore. When I first got my first scan done, it was on the scanner that filled an entire room of our lab. It was on this great big table, and it was spread out all over, and it was in the very early stages in the year 2000. And so I came over as a test subject to get scanned, and I scanned in the 8,000 range. 8,000 people, that's really scary. And it was very motivating to me. I was brand new to Nu Skin at the time, and it was very motivating to me to do something, to be healthy, to improve my life, not only in what I ate but and in what I supplemented with, but in how I approached my activity level and how I looked at life. And it was, boy, it was revolutionary for me as well. So I now score in the 30,000s. I'm not in the 50s or the 80s yet, but I have significantly improved my my biophotonic skin carotenoid score. So I feel a lot better about life. I probably will live a lot longer as well. Now I've forgotten your question.
Well, Steve, you know, I know we first looked at this technology, and when I looked at it 8 years ago, I was wondering, you know, where did this technology come from? Obviously, there's been a lot of accolades in the scanner over the last 8 years. A lot of research has been published, but where did it really come from? And 8 years ago, I had that very question. I said, is it just some supplement company, Pharmanex, invented some gadget to sell more of their supplements? Because, you know, I see a lot of that at the shows, you know, health shows that I go to. There's a lot of gadgets out there that are not substantiated. And when I looked at the scanner, I really saw that it was developed completely independently from Pharmanex, and I thought that maybe if you could elaborate a little bit of where the scanner came from and how it got into the hands of Pharmanex.
You bet. There is kind of a lot of, shall we say, maybe this is a strong word, but quackery out there, and that's just not who we are at Pharmanex. We're about delivering real benefits to real people. And so the biophotonic scanner is actually based on Nobel Peace Prize winning science. Back in 1930, C.V. Raman won the Nobel Prize in physics for discovering the idea that when you shine a particular light wavelength on a substance, it may reflect a different wavelength back. So it absorbs a specific color of the light and reflects back another color, and that's, today we call that the Raman effect. He also discovered that the differences in those wavelengths, what shines in and what shines out, can be measured. And so he won the Nobel Prize for that. Now, carotenoids have a characteristic Raman spectral fingerprint because of the structure of the molecule and the way it reflects back light. The Moran Eye Center at the University of Utah began using that foundational science to measure carotenoid levels in the macula of the eye. And carotenoids are really important to eye health. So they wanted to know how many are the carotenoid status in people's eyes. Now, a blue light with a controlled wavelength was shined into the macula. The carotenoids in the macula reflected back a different wavelength of light. It's in the green spectrum. And then the difference of that was measured with incredible accuracy, and the carotenoid levels in the macula could be determined. Now, the University of Utah, they heard about our work with antioxidants in LifePak and other products and asked if we would be interested in that kind of technology. Of course, we said yes. And with that began our partnership. And then when that partnership began, the scanner was huge, as I indicated before. It filled a room. And we spent millions of dollars to not only miniaturize the technology and make it accessible to our distributors and their customers, but to test and to validate it to make sure it was doing exactly what we claimed it was doing. So the science is there. The foundational science is there. The current science is there. The validation, statistical validation, scientific and clinical studies is there. That's what it's built on.
Well, Steve, that's a lot of technical information, and
it sure is.
And I love the science stuff, but I want to just explain what you just said in very simple terms. And so when we take a blood sample or a tissue sample from the body and it gets sent out to a lab, it's typically analyzed using light or what's called spectroscopy, which is how things respond to light. And that's done by taking a blood sample and sending it off to a lab, spending hundreds of dollars, and within a couple weeks or so, you'll have a measurement of what's in the blood. What this technology allows us to do, utilizing a different type of spectroscopy called Raman spectroscopy, allows us to do it in live human tissue without taking any biopsy, without drawing any blood, without any pain, completely non-invasive, and because it's done on the body, it's actually been shown to be more accurate than doing blood testing. And so it's an incredible breakthrough that you guys have been able to make in the conjunction with the University of Utah with this technology. And as we've done, I believe, over 10 million, maybe approaching 15 million scans worldwide, the more people that get this number, the more awareness is going to be created, the more choices people have to start improving their health and through diet and lifestyle. And proper supplementation, and I found that Pharmanex supplements to be some of the best products in the market. I certainly know they work because they can be measured. And so we've been able to really make some really improvements in people's lives with this technology. From it's fun to scan children and see the awareness that's created within the family as we start to scan that entire family, give them their number, and they immediately start to eat better and start to see the benefits of Pharmanex supplements. And yeah, I know we do this scan in the palm of the hand, in the skin, and maybe if you could explain a little bit about why you guys chose the palm of the hand and why that's where we do that scan.
Well, carotenoids show up in the skin. That's their site of action. That's where they protect us in the body. They are the protector from UV free radicals caused from the sun. And so skin density is very consistent across individuals on the palm, kind of on that heel and near the palm, the fleshy part of the palm. There's minimal sun exposure on the palm of the hand, so you don't get any interference from skin pigmentation issues. There's a lot of consistency there, and it's quite frankly, it's easy to access. You really don't have to take anything off, maybe a glove, but so the palm of the hand is a really, really perfect site for measuring skin carotenoid levels.
And there are some other ways of measuring carotenoids and antioxidant status. Tell us a little bit about some of the other ways that you can measure antioxidants and carotenoids, and what are the advantages of the scanner over these other methods?
Well, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, you can do it through analyzing blood or tissue, but that's invasive, and that requires skilled personnel who are trained. It's expensive. And then it's tested through high performance liquid chromatography, and that is really an expensive piece of equipment, and most people just don't have access to that. So, blood serum and tissue measurements have been the gold standard in the past. That's the way carotenoids were measured until now, and it's not accessible to everybody. The biophotonic scanner makes this great information, this critical information, available to all of us and to everybody out there. It's really powerful information and important for people to know.
And I know a lot of the studies that were done and published on this technology showed that the number that we're able to give people with this technology not only correlates to blood and tissue biopsies, but also fruit and vegetable intake, obesity, smoking, as well as damage that can be measured through the urine, through urinary isoprostate. So this is a really good marker for, you know, diet and lifestyle. We're not just looking at carotenoids, but we're looking at carotenoids as a marker for a lot of other risk factors that are associated with poor health. And so this technology is just, it's making a really great impact on people's lives. And for Pharmanex, I know we've really been able to enjoy the fact that we can now show people, you know, whether or not the supplements they're taking are working, whether or not their diet is working. So many people say, well, I eat a healthy diet. Well, really, what exactly does that mean? When we actually test people, we find out that they're really not eating as healthy as they think they are, because now we can measure it, and objectivity is always better than subjectivity. I know I can't even remember what I ate for dinner a couple days ago, let alone, you know, what my diet's been over the last several weeks to several months. And so, you know, we get these scores on people, and then once people get that score, you know, what can they do to improve it? What are some of the things that will help improve your antioxidant levels in the body?
Well, one way is to eat more fruits and vegetables. And as I said before, my first score was in the 8,000 range, and partly because I thought French fries were a vegetable. Well, technically they might be. They're just not good for us. So that was part of the staple of my diet back then. So eating more colorful, lots of varieties of fruits and vegetables, that's a great way to start. But that's hard for us to do in our busy and hectic lives. You know, we have jobs that take us early in the morning and run us all day. We have families and we have friends who cause us to maybe not sit down and eat a good, healthy meal. So it's important to supplement your diet with high-quality supplements. And obviously, there's nothing better out there than the Pharmanex LifePak line of products. And I've been in this industry for a long time, and I have looked at a lot of supplements, and nothing compares. And you will see your skin carotenoid score increase as you begin this daily dedicated regimen of taking LifePak products. You can also enjoy the delicious G3 juice, but there are other things you can do, lifestyle kinds of things you can do. Stay out of the sun if possible. Use sunblock. Reduce the amount of stress in your life. Sit down, meditate, relax for a few minutes every day, and it clears your mind. It's very, very healthy. Reduce the amount of pollution. If you can, get out of the city now and again and take some deep breaths of great air. Stop smoking. That's a really critical way to improve your skin carotenoid score and your antioxidant status and your health as well. Reduce your body mass index. Lose weight. Lose fat. Increase lean muscle mass. Those are important. And that will help as well. The important thing to realize is that there's something you can do right now, today. You can start right now improving your life, improving your health, and improving your chances of a great, long, and prosperous, healthy life.
Yeah, and when you look at, you know, poor health, Steve, it's really the accumulated damage of oxidative stress that's from poor diet and poor lifestyle choices. And so, you know, once someone can get their score, we can give them a measurement of where they are. And again, like you said, it allows them to make those better choices to improve their health and also decide, you know, to take Pharmanex supplements and to be able to track their score and see their score improve. Because a lot of the poor decisions that we make regarding our health don't show up until 10 or 20 or 30 years later down in life, when we end up with some type of health issue. And so the sooner that we can start to make positive decisions to improve our health, the better we're going to be later on in life. And this technology is just such a fabulous way of doing that. And I know a lot of people are comparing their scores and kind of competing. I think we're all a little bit competitive by nature. I mean, I'm a competitive person as well. And, you know, it's not really about competing with people. It's really about just knowing where you are and start to move in a better direction. I mean, there's a lot of people that I'll start to test and say, well, you know, I really don't want to know what my score is. And I said, well, you know, it's important to know your score. It's not as important to know where your score is right now. What's more important is to where your score is going to be in the future. And it's so critical to know where your starting point is so that you can start to improve that score to, you know, the best that you can. And so talk a little bit about comparing scores and really what the ultimate goal is of increasing your score and where you want to get.
Well, I hope that nobody scores as poorly as I did for the first time. In the 8,000 range, that's just... So I throw that out there because if you want to compare to me. Really. But most of us have this secret desire to be the king of the world, to be the best at everything, and that includes to have the highest scanner score. But we need to remember that this is an individual score. It's for you. It's a stake in the ground, a place to begin from, and a place to improve from. There are a lot of factors in our lives that affect our skin carotenoid scores, the amount of stress and maybe sometimes the type of work we do, the places that we live. Even our genetics can influence how quickly or how abundantly carotenoids move to the skin. So it's a personal score, and there's no need to turn to your friend or your spouse or whatever and brag or bemoan your score. Take that and start improving. And that's what you ought to really consider as the win, as being the king of the world, that you are improving, that you are getting better, you're getting healthier and stronger. So focus there.
Great. And so what we're looking for is we're looking for a range. You know, and what I recommend that people do is start doing what you can by improving your diet, your lifestyle, eating more fruits and vegetables, taking LifePak Nano and G3, and really set a goal to get to the blue zone, which is over 50,000. That's indicative of a diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables, which provides the antioxidant protection for better health. And that's really what I would encourage everybody to do, is to get as many people scanned as possible, create this awareness, encourage people to start taking LifePak or LifePak Nano and G3 and some other PharmaNex products, as well as making those diet and lifestyle choices, and really help people get up into that blue zone. That's really what the goal is. And as we do that, we'll start to see improvements in health and just a better quality of life. And so, Steve, do you have any other final comments that you'd like to make before we finish up the call and give everybody the promotion code?
Well, all I would say is it's a powerful tool, personally and for your business. So get scanned. Scan everybody that you can come in contact with. Tell them a story, because it's a really powerful and empowering piece of knowledge for you and for your family and your friends. That's all I would have to say about that.
Great. And so thank you very much, Steve. We're going to conclude today's call.